Beekeepers getting ready for the season. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. With the official start of spring less than 3 weeks away, the state's beekeepers have already been gearing up for what they hope will be a productive year, and there's a push by the Tennessee Beekeepers Association to try and recruit more folks interested in beekeeping. Jim Garrison is president of the association.
This is the best time of the year to get started into beekeeping because of the buildup of flowers about to bloom in the spring, and bees are beginning to grow, so this is a great time to get started into beekeeping.
Jim Garrison of Chapel Hill says the Tennessee Beekeepers Association held their annual meeting recently in Franklin, and there is more interest in beekeeping across the state, and there are several local beekeeping clubs that will help beginners get off on the right track.
You'll find inside that club people that are more than willing to help you get started in beekeeping, and the best way to do that is simply talk to them and let them mentor you, if you want to put it that way, to help you get started in beekeeping. You can read the books, but hands-on and one-on-one activity is usually the best, and they're willing to do that.
And Garrison says many of the local beekeeping clubs offer beginning courses.
And this is a 1 or 2, 3 day course, depending on the area, and it teaches beekeeping from the beginning to get started to the things that you need to be doing throughout the year. So they're very good programs to get started. It's educational in nature.
Well, for more information on the Tennessee Beekeepers Association, you can log on to their website at tnbeekeepers.org. They have listings of all the local beekeeping clubs across the state and their contact information. And through funding from the Tennessee Department of Agriculture's Ag Enhancement Program and assistance from local beekeeping clubs statewide, 72 brand new beekeepers will get a start this year. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.